Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. John Deedy's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, the award-winning book of Hunting, a very important award, too, Hunting in a Farmer's World. The one book on the in the world that I'm mad that I didn't write, but I couldn't have done it as well as he did. He's our good friend, John Deedy. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Thanks for bringing in that little old band from Texas.
Exactly. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. I was telling the audience before you got here, John, about how you and I met. I don't know if you remember. You were a subscriber to my newsletter.
Yes.
And I wrote a piece. It's not important what the piece was about, but you were clarifying something. I had asked a question. I said, "How could this be happening?" And you clarified it for me. I'll never forget that. You wrote me an email, and I'd never heard of you. I never heard from you before. You know, and all of a sudden I get this response from a subscriber, and this was like the first year of my newsletter. You were an early subscriber. God bless you. And so I said, this guy's got some come across. Anyway, you came on the show, and We've been friends ever since, and then I was telling them that we both won our first award for a book at the same time,
and we got to go to New York
at the same time. I was just thinking back on how karma works, how things happen. What are the chances that you and I would come together? And we did, and then our lives just kind of parallel like that.
Already known each other 10 or 11 years at that point.
I know. Yeah. It's been fun. So anyway, thank you for being here. You and I have been talking a lot about some of the problems in America. You've been writing about it, as you know. I have been writing and talking about it. Things that we've got to take back. We've got to straighten out. If we're ever going to get America, if America's going to survive, we've got to deal with what you call the four corruptions.
Yes, but they're so big, and they're so huge, and it's so frustrating that, I understand perfectly both sides, why so many people turned out to vote for the Donald and Bernie this time around. They just don't believe that anybody in the system can fix any of it.
Yeah.
The four corruptions, and I call them that because, I'm always cracking up when the Chinese have the four modernizations or the four comprehensives. They always have four somethings, and they're always total bull, because they're not going to do it, right now the four comprehensives include rule of law.
In China, rule of law in China, that's pretty funny.
Reform corruption in the Communist Party, that's going to happen, And I almost feel the same way about corruption.
These are comedic routines, right? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know that the Chinese National Congress would call them that when they all stand up and unanimously vote for everything.
I'll be here all week, folks. Be sure to tip your waiters. I'm sure they say that, right?
Yeah, try the snake.
But you say that that the national our legislative bodies are one of the corruptions.
Yeah, the four are all government driven, not surprisingly. There is legislation that concentrates a tremendous amount of economic power in the hands of a very few people. That's one of the characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of our tax dollars applied to them.
And when you say in the hands of a group of people, you're not even just talking about our members in Congress. You're talking about, you got to include their partners, which are the lobbying organizations.
Yes. Yes, I figured out. You know how much I love to run numbers. You read my blog.
Mm-hmm.
I ran the numbers yesterday. Congressmen make about $200,000 a year, I think. Is that about right?
Yep. But when they leave, they're rich.
Yeah. The average per representative spending by the lobbyists is $5.8 million a year.
Wow.
Now, tell me a guy that's making $200K can't be influenced by $5.8 million being
spent. And how many of them? Somebody may have done this before. You may have done this. Let's look at what were they worth when they went to Congress, and how much are they worth when they left?
It's a nice career. It really is.
Yeah. And here's what's interesting.
I used to think I couldn't get elected to Congress because I've got too big a mouth, but obviously that could get me to the presidency now.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. This group, there was a time when up until this year, I think, they tried to keep that under a veil. They're not even trying to hide it anymore, are they? I mean, some of the stuff that's going on right now, it's out in the open.
No, it's ludicrous. And all these industries are out in the open.
The way they respond to Trump is because they're afraid he's going to cost them their little hog wallow that they bought it out for themselves. Hold on to that thought. John Dini and I will be right back. We're going to talk about health care, Wall Street, and even higher education. Nothing sickly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.